WestCoastCryptos.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Taylor Elf, and welcome to another edition of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Here's what's happening. If you subscribe to Amazon Prime, iTunes, or YouTube, there is a new documentary on cryptocurrency that is a must-see. It's about Coinbase co-founder and CEO Brian Armstrong capturing the good, bad, and ugly of building a tech startup from the ground up. The documentary, Coin, A Founder's Story, intends to pull back the curtain and show people what it's really like to build a tech company from the ground up and encourage others who want to do the same. According to the CEO, documentary director Greg Coase and his team had unprecedented access to Armstrong's company, capturing the crazy ups and downs over the span of the last 3 years. The CEO encouraged everyone to watch the film, including policymakers. He believes it will help advance the cause of cryptocurrency, as well as show the motivations of many hardworking individuals steering the industry forward. Meanwhile, Coinbase reported its third quarter earnings after the bell today, revealing a decline of 55% in revenue year over year, as Q3 revenue came in at $590.3 million. That's down from $1.3 billion in Q3 of 2021. The company's also recorded a net loss of $540.6 million, or $2.43 per share, versus net income of $402.3 million, or $1.62 per share in the third quarter of last year. Assets on platform at the end of Q3 totaled $101 billion. That's a decline of $154 billion from Q3 2021. The company's market share of the total crypto market capitalization also fell to 9.6% at the end of Q3 from 9.9% at the end of Q2. Coinbase noted that trading volume has been shifting away from the U.S. as its monthly volume was down more than 50% at the end of September compared to January. In its investor letter, Coinbase stated that it is facing three headwinds related to the decline in traction volume and revenue. They are the macroeconomic conditions, a reduced U.S. crypto trading volume, and a competitive market maker landscape. As a result, Coinbase now relies on non-investing products to retain users. Well, as they say, you gotta do what you gotta do. Just in case you have been wondering what happened to Do Kwon, he's the CEO of the failed stablecoin company Terraform Labs. Well, according to the Korean Broadcasting System, he is currently in Europe. It added that Kwon previously moved to a third country, which was also located in Europe, via Dubai. Kwon at one point resided in South Korea. He then fled to Singapore in September after Terra USD's collapse. Kwon's location was still unknown as recently as October 19th. KBS said that South Korean officials have now invalidated Kwon's passport in accordance with earlier efforts. It noted that with an invalid passport, Kwon cannot travel legally between countries and therefore can be considered an illegal immigrant in any location he resides. I'm sure there will be more to come on this story. We'll keep you updated. Well, that's going to do it for another exciting episode of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Thanks for being there. Thanks for checking in. We'll see you next time. And remember, cryptos are real.
WestCoastCryptos.com.